Unit 56. Exercise 2. Page 115. Extract 1.
I didn't see him run onto the pitch. I'm sure the linesman didn't either, because he would have been stopped. Anyway, he runs up to me and stands there with his hands on his hips and just glares at me. I suppose I could have been a tad more diplomatic, but given what had just happened, I wasn't feeling at my diplomatic best. So I told him to leave immediately, and I also told him that I would be reporting him to the sports governing body. I think it was the reporting him thing that sparked him off. His face went an unusual shade of red, and he started shouting and screaming. He hurled abuse at me. He accused me of being biased. He said I was obviously blind. It didn't bother me much. He wasn't the first irate manager I'd come across. Extract 2.
Mark was standing there, his head at an appreciative angle, looking at the painting.
Of course it's a Picasso,
he asserted.
I know about art, don't I? I mean, I've read about it and everything. Look at these colours. Look at those shapes. Look at the subject matter.
He gestured theatrically.
You can tell, can't you? Yeah, that's right. I'm sure it's a Picasso. Must be worth a fortune, I should think. I know all about it, you know. I've read about the Impressionists, the Post-Impressionists, the Cubists, even the earlier ones, Baroque and everything. I've made a special study of it. That's a Picasso, all right.
Is it? I replied. Then why is it signed Ned Smith?
Extract 3.
I said it was Tina's turn to buy us lunch. She said it was mine. Opinion was divided amongst the rest. Tom suggested a bet. But what kind of bet? The jukebox rattled into life. An old favourite. We Are the Champions by Queen. It gave me an idea. OK, Tina, I said. I've got an idea. Name 10 of the players who won the European Championship with Manchester United back in 1999. If you can do it in under 3 minutes, I'll pay. If you can't, you will. Tina would be too proud to refuse, and my logic was simple. Tina was a woman. She'd know nothing about football. Tina agreed, and in 30 seconds, she named all 13 of the players who had played, all the substitutes, and to rub salt into the wound, the management team as well. I nearly fell off my stool.
Extract 4.
Is everybody here? Right, now I'm going to fill you in on tomorrow's excursion to Stratford-on-Avon. The coach will leave from outside the college main entrance at 8 a.m. sharp. Please don't be late, as we don't want to get caught up in the rush hour traffic. Packed lunches will be handed to you as you board the coach, incidentally. We should arrive in Stratford about 12:30 p.m. Lunch has been booked at the Black Swan Hotel for 1:30 p.m. You'll have the afternoon to look around Anne Hathaway's cottage and other places associated with Shakespeare, and then we'll make our way to the theatre for a performance of As You Like It. That starts at 7:30 p.m. After that...
Extract 5.
I could hear the whine of the drill, and it was making my skin crawl. Fear must have been written in capital letters all over my face, because the only other person in the surgery, a pretty young woman whom I thought I recognised, asked me if I was all right. I said I was a little nervous, and we struck up a conversation. It turned out that we worked for the same company. She was the managing director's secretary. I asked how the managing director was getting on. He'd recently returned to work, having had a heart attack. She said he was still under a lot of pressure, especially as they were planning to make 10% of the workforce redundant. The second she said it, she stopped. She went red and shifted uncomfortably in her chair. Her discomfort was interrupted by the receptionist who called her name. As she got up, I told her not to worry. I wouldn't tell anyone. I was lying, of course, and the minute she left the room, I reached for my phone.